ট্র্যাক নাম্বার 12, ক্যান্টো 10, চ্যাপ্টার 16, টেক্সট 39 অনওয়ার্ডস, টেক্সট নাম্বার 39।
ভগবতে পুরুষায় মহাত্মনে ভূতাবাসায় ভূতায় পরায় পরমাত্মনে তুভ্যম নমঃ।
হে ভগবান,
নমস্কার করতে
ও সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড, উই অফার
ভগবতে
our obeisances unto you.
Swarjaya, achint aur adbhut jinka aishwarya.
Bhagavate, Bhagavate means
achint aishwarya, achint aur adbhut jinka,
who has achintya, unlimited aishwarya, Bhagavan.
Bhagavan shabd,
the word Bhagavan itself means six qualities in unlimited quantity. So now they are explaining the word achintya aishwarya. Purushaya mahatmane
keval gop hi nahi hai,
means that you are present in everyone's heart as super soul. So Krishna, you are not only in Braj, not only in Vrindavan, but you are in the hearts of all living beings. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses the word sarva so many times.
Sarva matlab, sarva ka arth hai javat jeev samudaya, 84 lakh joniyon mein jitne jeev hai sab.
He is in everyone's heart, means all the 8,400,000 species in living entities in each of these species.
ब्रह्मांड के अंतर्जामी हैं, प्रकृति के अंतर्जामी
हैं। He is the super soul of the whole universe, super soul of prakriti and super soul of all living entities.
सर्व योनि, इसलिए उनका नाम सर्व योनि,
therefore his name is पुरुष। पुरुष means one who sayan in puri, in the bodies, one who's living in everyone's body.
पुरुष का
is called Purush. The whole material nature is also Puri, and the whole universe is Puri, and whole everyone's body is Puri. Everyone's, all living entities' heart is Puri. Purusha, sha means one who sleeps, rests, and Puru means Pur.
शब्दों को सताया गया,
इन दिस वे द वर्ड्स हैव बीन पुट टुगेदर,
पुरुष शब्द
बिकॉज यू आर इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट, यू आर विटनेसिंग एवरीवन्स एक्टिविटीज, सो प्लीज फॉरगिव अस, सो यू आर ऑल्सो इन द हार्ट ऑफ आवर हस्बैंड,
इसीलिए सर्व कारण,
सो यू आर द सर्व कारण कारण, यू अलाउड हिम टू डू वट ही डिड. In this way, please forgive him. You are all pervasive. From you comes knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance.
जो कुछ भी गलती किया है तो आपके द्वारा ही कराया गया.
So if our husbands did anything wrong, it has been done through you. This is one bhav.
मुख्य उद्देश्य इनका क्षमा कराना.
The acharyas have written, but their main idea is to get Krishna to forgive him. As if Krishna, you're in their heart, in his heart, why did you allow mode of ignorance to come up? Why did you allow him to do all these acts? Why did you not stop him then? When it happened already, then if you don't forgive him, then who will forgive him?
Mahatmane, purush hain,
mahatmane,
hriday mein rehte hain, phir bhi mahatma hai, mahatma ka arth hai sharir.
You are a purusha, you are in everyone's heart, still you are mahatma.
Aur phir bhi aap parichinna, aisa nahi ki sabke hriday mein band ho gaye to chote ho gaye.
Means you're all pervasive, and you're without limit. It's not that you're in everyone's heart, you become small. You're still without limits.
Ya chitti mein Bhagwan ghum rahe hain to bas chota ho gaye.
Or if the Lord is in the heart of an ant and is wandering around, so the Lord has become so small. No.
Mahatma aparichinna.
You are Mahatma aparichinna. Aparichinna means without limits.
अनंत शरीरों में रह रहे तो इसका अर्थ ये नहीं कि भगवान का ज्ञान थोड़ा बंट गया कट छट गया.
If he is living in unlimited bodies, living entities, it doesn't mean that his knowledge has become small or it's been distributed.
कहीं भिन्न भिन्न हो गए नहीं, अपरिचिन्न.
He is still
भगवान सबके हृदय में विराजमान.
He is still अपरिचिन्न, without limits, the same supreme Lord, incomplete in everyone's heart.
क्योंकि भूतावास आया.
Why? Because you are
जीवों के आश्रय.
They are saying भूतावास आया. You are the shelter of all living entities, of and also of all material elements, beginning with the ether, sky.
ठीक इससे विपरीत बात बता रहे हैं. पुरुष कर.
Just the opposite now they are saying. Purush means one who's in everyone's heart.
सभी जीवों के हृदय में आप वास करते हैं, लेकिन समस्त जीवों के वास आप.
But now they're saying that all living entities are in you. You are the shelter of all living entities. This is an amazing description.
कई बार इस बात को कहा है.
The Lord has said, described this many times in Bhagavad Gita.
मत्स्थानि भूतानि. सभी जीव मुझमें है. फिर कहते हैं मुझमें कोई नहीं है, मैं सभी में.
First he says all the living entities are in me, then he says nobody is in me, I am in everyone.
तो सबके भीतर कृष्ण है और सभी कृष्ण के भीतर. भूतावास जीवानावास.
कृष्ण इज इन एवरीवन एंड एवरीवन इज इन कृष्ण.
क्यों? क्योंकि भूत आया. स्वयं भूत है. यहाँ भूतकार.
बिकॉज हिज भूत आया.
पहले से ही विद्यमान.
मीन्स ही इज ऑलरेडी देयर प्रेजेंट फ्रॉम लॉन्ग बिफोर.
यह जगत या जीव वस्तु कुछ भी नहीं थी. वास्तव में दिस भूत है.
दिस वर्ल्ड, दिस ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, नथिंग वॉज देयर, ओनली कृष्णा वॉज देयर. ही इज भूत.
भूत माने जो ऑलरेडी है, था.
भूत मीन्स पास्ट, हु ऑलरेडी वॉज.
स्वयं सिद्ध अनादि पुरुष.
स्वयं सिद्ध अनादि पुरुष. यू आर द अनादि ओरिजिनल सुप्रीम कॉज. दिस यूनिवर्स कीप्स कमिंग आफ्टरवर्ड्स. But these humans, they come and they die with so much in such short time because their lifespan is so small. The demigods also take their birth and die, but they're compared to like on a clock, the hour, the hand, and the humans are like on the second hand. Second, every second moves so quickly, and that's how fast their rate of death is because their lifespan is so small. So this is the condition of humans. Whether the humans, they die very quickly, or demigods, they take longer, they live longer, but the Lord, he was always there before. In this way, they're in everyone's heart, but they're beyond everything. He's in everyone's heart, but he's beyond everything.
अरे कोई बाध्य होकर के, तंग होकर के, जरूरी समझ करके, मतलब नियम में बंध करके है, वो नहीं है परमात्मा के रूप.
He's not here in the form of the super soul. Because he is tied down by any rules and regulations. If a person marries and he has children and family, then he gets entangled, he's tied down. He has to maintain them. The Lord is not like that. That he's created and now he has so much anxiety on his head, how he'll maintain all these living entities, how he'll feed them. He is beyond everything. and Paramatma. And Paramatma here, they're saying is, it means you are beyond all material cause. Paramatmane, you are the cause of all causes. Atma, everything comes from Atma. Atma means cause.
Bhagavan Paramatma, Param Karan.
And the Lord is Paramatma, supreme cause. He gave birth to the living entities, the universe. The meaning of this whole verse, 39, the prayer, is that your cause of all causes, everything comes from me, from you, and everything is in you. Now you can come and do whatever you like to my husband, whether you crush his head, whether you kill him. It's not that all this before was happening outside of your knowledge. You are inside all living entities, you know, you knew everything, you know everyone's nature. And Kaliya said directly to Krishna, later on it will come. He did not even offer obeisances. What he can offer obeisances, Krishna is on his head and his head is, heads are all bent and broken. When the Kaliya's wives offered prayers, it's a very long prayers. After this pranam prayers, so Kaliya got a chance to say something. Kaliya says,
तीन गुणों के द्वारा तीन प्रकार की सृष्टि सात्विकी राजसी और तामसी
because of you made this creation of by three gunas सात्विक राजसिक एंड तामसिक this is created by you no one else has done so you have created us snakes and our nature is also created by you. So he says very clearly, whether you be merciful to us, whether you do nigraha or anugraha, whether you punish me or whether you are merciful. Bhavani karanam tatra, he says, whether you let me go or whether you kill me. You are the cause of this. You are the cause, and because you are the cause of all causes, so you are the cause in making us angry living entities, making us poisonous living entities. Had you not put poison in our bodies, in our mouths, why would this lake have become poisonous? You have done this. It's the same words he says. Bhavani karanam tava.
Aap karan hai, hum karan nahi.
You are responsible, not me.
जो आप करें निग्रह कीजिए चाहे और मारिए
नाउ इट्स अप टू यू वेदर यू वांट टू किल मी और सो व्हाइल ही हैज कृष्णा ऑन हिज हुड्स ही इज टॉकिंग लाइक दिस
तो भगवान ने कहा कि ठीक है अब तुम यहां मत रहो तुम जाओ समुद्र में जाओ
लॉर्ड सेड ओके सो प्लीज डोंट लिव हियर एनीमोर यू गो एंड लिव इन द ओशन
तुम्हारा घर है
There you have your home. Now let this water of this lake be drunk by the cows and people. For a long time they were not able to drink it.
तो कहा और भगवान ने भी कहा कि जो व्यक्ति यहाँ स्नान करेगा इस हरद में और मेरी पूजा करेगा, समस्त पापों से मुक्त हो जाएगा.
एंड द लॉर्ड ऑल्सो सेड वन हु टेक्स बाथ इन दिस लेक एंड हु वर्शिप्स मी विल बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल सिनफुल रिएक्शंस.
मुक्ति मिलेगी.
He will get liberation.
जो व्यक्ति मेरे द्वारा दिए गए अनुशासन को या दंड को सुबह शाम याद करे, उसको सर्पों से कोई भय नहीं.
Any person who remembers this pastime of me giving punishment to you, Kalia, they will never have to fear snakes.
तो इस घटना की याद कर लेने से कोई भय नहीं.
So by remembering this pastime, you never have to be afraid of snakes.
तब काली ने कहा कि मुझे बहुत भय है, आपको सब पता है कि मैं क्यों रमणक द्वीप से आया हूँ.
सो कालिया सेज आई एम वेरी मच अफ्रेड, यू नो व्हाई आई हैड लेफ्ट रमणक द्वीप. गरुड़ा ही विल बी आफ्टर मी अगेन.
नमस्ते प्राकृताय च.
टेक्स्ट नंबर 40.
कालाय काल कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे.
सो नाग पत्नी इज द वाइज ऑफ कालिया आर ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स टू द लॉर्ड.
अनेक गुणों का वर्णन करते हुए उन्हें नमस्कार कर रही है.
आफ्टर डिस्क्राइबिंग सो मेनी ऑफ हिज क्वालिटीज देयर ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस.
और श्री भगवान उस समय कालिये के फाण पर खड़े हैं.
एंड एट दैट टाइम श्री कृष्णा इज स्टैंडिंग.
समस्त फाण शत विशत.
श्री भगवान इज स्टैंडिंग ऑन कालियाज हुड्स एंड मोस्ट ऑफ हिज हुड्स हैव ब्रोकन. एंड
उसके मुख से और नाकों से खून बह रहा है.
माउथ एंड नोज़ेस नॉस्ट्रिल्स आर ऑल ब्लीडिंग प्रोफ्यूसली.
यह भय हो गया भगवान इसे मारना चाहता है, इसका वध करना.
The wives of Kaliyas had developed this fear that Krishna wants to kill him completely.
क्योंकि एक तरफ जब कालिये के अपराध पर विचार करती हैं.
Because on one hand,
ऐसी आशंका हो रही है.
When they consider the offenses Kaliya made, they are doubtful. They're thinking, yes, he will kill him, our husband. Because he is, that's how he is. He deserves. He's deserving. But because he is, because he is our husbands, because he is their husband, they pray to the Lord to save his life for them.
अंत करने नहीं जा रहे थे उसका.
एक्चुअली द लॉर्ड कृष्णा वॉज नॉट गोइंग टू किल हिम.
फिर भी घबरा करके वे प्रार्थना कर रही है, नमस्कार कर रही है.
स्टिल दे वर सो नर्वस बाय डिस्क्राइबिंग कृष्णा सो मेनी डिफरेंट क्वालिटीज.
इसमें
दे आर प्रेइंग टू हिम.
गुण लिखे गए हैं भगवान श्रीपाद सिद्धर स्वामी जी कहते हैं.
श्रीपाद सिद्धर स्वामी सेज that in these prayers 55 qualities of Krishna are mentioned.
Panch panchasat gun likhe gaye.
55 qualities.
Jaise Krishna
hai. When we offer somebody something, then this is called chaturthi bhakti. So when we offer our, just like they offered prayers, they say Krishnaya Namaha.
Krishna ko pranam.
We offer obeisances to Krishna.
Bhakti mein usse pranam kar rahe hain. Hum log pehle isko suna hai.
So in this, in their bhakti, they're offering obeisances.
Ye Bhagwan ke gun aise samajh mein aayenge.
So let's hear the first, then we can understand the Lord's qualities, his gunas.
Mahatma Bhutavas.
Starting from text 39, Bhagavate Purushaya Mahatmane Bhutavasaya Bhutaya
Par Paramatma
Par Paramatma,
Brahma,
Gyan Vidyan, now in text 40, Gyan Vigyan Nidhi, Brahm,
Anant Shakti,
Anant Shakti, Agun,
Avikar,
Prakrit,
Kal,
and or Aprakrit, text 41, Kal,
Kalanab,
Kala Vayasakshi, Vishwa,
Updrashta,
Vishwa Updrashta,
Kartra, Vishwa Hetu,
Kartra, Vishwa Hetu. Now in text 42 to 43,
Bhut Matendriya Prana Mano Buddhya Sayatma,
Bhut Matendriya Prana Mano Buddhi Sayatmana.
Trigunena Vimanena Good Satman Bhuti. Anant
Trigune Nabhimanen Guna Swatmanu Bhutaye Anantaye Sukshmaye Kutasthaye Vipaschit
Nana Vada Anurod
Nana Vad Anurod
Vach Vachak Shakti
Vach Vachak Shaktiye.
Now in
text 44, his qualities continue. Pramana Mool, Kavi, Shastra Yoni, Pravritti, Nivratri, Nigamai,
Nigam,
Krishna, Ram. Now in text 45, Krishna, Ram, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddh,
Satvatampati, Guna
Pradeep, text 46, Guna Pradeep, Gunatma, Chadan, Guna Vrityu Palakshaya,
Guna Drashta, Swasamvid,
Guna Drashta, Swasamvid. Are some of his qualities. Now in text 47, Avyakrit Vihar, Sav Vyakrit Siddhi,
Rishikesh Muni
Mon Shir. Text 48. There in these verses, the wives are describing 55 of Krishna's qualities and 55 times they're offering obeisances. Or in other words, they're again and again and again offering obeisances. Pranam, pranam, pranam. So why are they describing these qualities of the Lord? To say this, that my dear Lord, you're so great, you're Ishwar, you're Bhagwan, you're all knowing, you're full of all kinds of mercy. We are just jivas, we are so insignificant. This is our swarup, that we are bound to make offenses. Your nature is to forgive. You're Mahan, you're great. That's why they're describing so many qualities of the Lord. We are insignificant, we are offenders, but you are great, you're Mahan. Please forgive my husband, our husband. So one shlok we described a little bit yesterday. So all the other words, little bit of each word we will say, because we are lagging behind in time. Back from text number 40, Gyan Vigyan Nidhi. This is one of his qualities. This is one of the qualities of Krishna. Gyan means knowledge, and Vigyan means Anubhav, experience. And Vigyan means चित शक्ति, स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी
परिपूर्ण है, अर्थात सब कुछ की जानकारी है भगवान।
सो द लॉर्ड हैज कंप्लीट नॉलेज, दैट मीन्स ही नोज अबाउट एवरीथिंग।
अथवा यह ज्ञान का अर्थ है कि नख से सिख तक केवल चिद घन है।
और हियर इट मीन्स, ज्ञान मीन्स फ्रॉम हिज टोनेल्स टू हिज टॉप ऑफ हिज हेड ही इज ऑल कॉन्शियसनेस।
और विज्ञान का अर्थ है कि अनंत चीज शक्ति से भी युक्त है, स्वरूप शक्ति से।
और ज्ञान मीन्स दैट ही हैज अनलिमिटेड स्वरूप चित शक्ति।
ये शब्द हम वैष्णवों को बहुत पहले ही जान लेना चाहिए।
दीज वर्ड्स वी शुड नो वेल बिफोर एज वैष्णवस।
मैं यह शब्द कहूँ कि अनंत चीज शक्ति से भी युक्त है, स्वरूप शक्ति से। ये शब्द हम
सपोज आई से
संप्रदाय के वैष्णवों को जो
से दिस वर्ड चित शक्ति
ये अपेक्षा करनी चाहिए कि
वैष्णव हु हैव बीन अराउंड फॉर 2-3 इयर्स दे शुड नॉट एक्सपेक्ट दैट आई एक्सप्लेन द चित शक्ति। दिस इज स्वरूप शक्ति, चित शक्ति, स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी। दिस चित शक्ति इज ऑफ 3 टाइप्स,
संवित, संधिनी और हलादिनी।
संवित, संधिनी एंड हलादिनी।
अरे तो बहुत विस्तार करने पर तो बहुत देर हो जाएगी। दिस संधि, संधिनी का क्या अर्थ
है? वी कैन टॉक अबाउट दीज 3 काइंड्स ऑफ पोटेंसीज, इट कैन टेक अ वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम।
क्या अर्थ है? आई है ना पहले,
वेरी ब्यूटिफुल दर्शन। दैट्स व्हाई दिस prayers has come in the 10th canto.
भागवत जो सुन लेगा तो उसके सामने प्रश्न ही नहीं आएगा इसके व्याख्या के।
So in before this, if somebody has already read the 9th canto, then there will be no question of having to explain what is chit shakti.
समझता जाएगा।
He will keep understanding.
कहीं प्रचार करें।
Suppose we go to preach somewhere. And then we say the Vaishnavas should be very humble, and as soon as we start saying Trinarapi Suni Chena, the rest should be automatically understood. That much they should understand automatically. In our ISKCON, if we say Vaishnavas should be Trinadapi, so the rest will follow. They will understand the rest. Therefore, by the time we reached the 10th cantos, everything that is given there up till 9th canto should be understood and learned.
Here,
if I keep speaking and not explain, some people's mind may go off. They'll think, what is this? Are we having Sanskrit lessons? We don't understand any of these words. Therefore, Gyan Krishna is text 40, Gyan Vigyan Nidhi. You are the ocean of consciousness and spiritual potency.
Asra Khajana. भगवान ज्ञान और विज्ञान के निधि।
निधि आल्सो मीन्स ट्रेजर।
स्वामी जी ज्ञानम का अर्थ करते हैं ज्ञप्ति, ज्ञप्ति।
श्रीधर स्वामी ही सेज द ज्ञानम वर्ड एज
ज्ञप्ति, ही
सेज, एंड ज्ञप्ति मीन्स अ नॉलेज, एंड विज्ञान
जड़ शक्ति से परे भगवान
मीन्स चेतन शक्ति, स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी।
वैसे भगवान का सहज स्वरूप है केवल चेतना ही।
जस्ट लाइक द सन हैज ओनली लाइट, प्रकाश, इन द सेम वे द लॉर्ड्स बॉडी इज ऑल चेतना, ऑल कॉन्शियसनेस, एंड दैट चित शक्ति वर्क्स इन 3 वेज।
संवित, संधिनी, हिलादिनी।
संवित, संधिनी एंड हिलादिनी। देयर इज नित्य
एंड
आनंदमय and full of knowledge. So Lord is a treasure house of this ocean.
संबंध है, एक शब्द का दूसरे संबंध है।
So all one word is related to another. How is he Gyan Vigyan Nidhi, ocean of consciousness and spiritual potency? Because he is Brahm, he is the absolute truth. How is he Brahm? Because he is Anant Shakti. One word follows another in this verse. In his commentary, Sridhar Swami explains how they are all joined together, all these words. How is he Gyan Vigyan Nidhi? Because he is absolute truth. How is he absolute truth? Because he is Ananta Shakti. How is he Ananta Shakti? Because he is Aguna. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. Like this, all the words in this verse are joined together one after the other.
आचार्यों के टीका से व्याख्या की जाए और बिल्कुल नियोफाइट लोगों को समझाया जाए नौ सिखों को.
If we follow the acharya's commentary and we just study these 10 shlokas of the qualities of Krishna, for 1 week morning and evening it will take to explain through the commentaries of our acharyas.
So
the essence is that in every way you are Mahan, you are great and you are complete.
आप अपनी महत्ता देखिए, आपके सद्गुणों का प्रभाव हमारे पति पर होना चाहिए.
Please see your mahatta, your greatness, your great qualities should have influence on our husband.
हमारे पति के दुर्गुण का प्रभाव आप पर नहीं हो सकता है.
Our husband's bad qualities, effects of his bad qualities cannot be on you.
ठीक है, गलती किया है सब तरह से, लेकिन
we understand that in every way he has offended you, but
महाशक्तिमय गंगा जी हैं.
Just like
गंगा जी में कदाचित कोई
Ganges has great qualities.
छोटा सा नाला गिरे
and in the Ganges is so Mahan, so great that if a small drain falls into Ganges, that small drain cannot contaminate
Ganga.
But the Ganga, she makes that little drain into Ganga. We've seen like this.
दोषों से भरा है.
In this way, our husband is full of all kinds of faults.
कठोर रहा, हिंसक रहा, दूसरे जीवों को दुख देने वाला. लेकिन जब आपके संसर्ग में आया, तो आपका गुण
used to give anxiety to other living entities, but as soon as he came in association with you,
इसको अभिभूत करेगा ना.
But your good qualities will influence him.
इसके दोष को अभिभूत नहीं करेंगे.
His bad qualities, his faults, you will not take. Just to stress this point, they are explaining so many different points, his Krishna's qualities, 55 qualities. A great poet, Surdas, has sung like this.
Surdas ji ne is par likha hai. हमारे प्रभु अवगुण चेतना धर हमारे.
My dear Prabhu, do not take into account my bad qualities. You are called Samadarshi. You have equal vision towards everyone.
So ye par.
He gives the example.
Ek loha.
There is one something made of iron we use in Krishna's worship, like a knife for cutting fruits for him. And another knife is kept at a person who kills animals and cuts the flesh. And this touchstone, he does not know the difference. He does not see any difference between the knife used in Krishna's seva and the knife used for cutting animals. So one iron is in Krishna's temple, made into a knife and serving Krishna, and the other one is in the is used in a slaughterhouse for killing birds or animals. But both the knives, if you touch one by one to the touchstone,
तो पारस यह विचार नहीं करेगा कि यह बधिक के घर का लोहा है और यह भगवान के मंदिर का लोहा है।
The Paras, the touchstone, will not consider that this knife is from the temple or this knife is from the slaughterhouse.
उनको एक समान सोना बना देगा।
He will, the touchstone will turn both the knives into same gold.
कंचन करत खरो।
This is called sparshmani, paras stone or touch stone. This is their good quality of the touch stone or paras mani. He does not consider any faults. That this was this knife is from a slaughterer or this knife is from puja. He makes them both shine into gold. In the same way, my dear Lord, whatever we are, but you have the qualities of being like a parasmani, like touchstone. They're trying to express this desire. The Lord does not consider how is who is what kind of sinful person. That's all. If somebody just comes in shelter of the Lord, one has to just touch himself to the Lord. The only qualification the knives have to have is that they should just go and become attached, touch the touchstone. How they were from before, where they were, how they were used, what they were doing. The touchstone or parasmani does not consider any of these things. In the same way, the Lord does not take into account somebody's bad deeds
or their bad qualities.
And actually, if he had done, taken into account a person's bad qualities and deeds, he would not have given such good fortune to Kaliya. If he were to see the faults of Kaliya. It is a very good example. So all these qualities and energies of the Lord are in completeness since time immemorial. Just like the sun has unlimited light, it's not that sun was made and later on the light was filled into the sun, then he gives some light. He was always like that. Text 47. And your vihar, your Vrindavan Leela, is avyakrit. Avyakrit vihar in text 47 means your glories are unfathomable. Never ever does it become destroyed or less.
Atal
vihar, unlimited. It never stops. All the activities of this world, they stop once in a while. It happens. But the whole universe becomes destroyed one day in pralaya. Even the sun and the moon get destroyed. It happens like that. And in between partial dissolution, we see, we hear, but the Lord's pastime, it is never affected by time.
Sarva vyakrita siddhaye.
इट सर्व व्याकृत सिद्ध है।
कृतियां होती हैं, सर्व व्याकृत सिद्ध है।
इन टेक्स्ट 47
और जितनी व्याकृतियां होती हैं,
सर्व व्याकृत सिद्धि मीन्स द क्रिएशन
कार्य तत्त्व प्रकाश
एंड मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ ऑल द थिंग्स
हेतु के न उपलक्षण योग्याय
इत्यादि। सिद्धि मीन्स हियर दैट कैन बी अंडरस्टूड
पुनर्विहार
understood as existent on the basis of
lila vihar ab aa rahi hai
on the basis of creation and manifestation
iske dwara
and all the things that we see in the creation manifestation from that one can understand that there is a creator that there is a god
aapko jo uplaksh kar sakta hai
the living entities can know you how
इनको ऐसा करने वाला कोई है घटाने
बिकॉज बाय सीइंग द क्रिएशन एंड मैनिफेस्टेशन द लिविंग एंटिटीज कैन अंडरस्टैंड देयर मस्ट बी समवन और समथिंग बिहाइंड दिस
करने वाला है जरूर है व्याकृत द्वारा आपकी सिद्धि होगी
देयर मस्ट बी समथिंग समवन हुज कंट्रोलिंग ऑल दिस सो वन सो यू कैन बी अंडरस्टूड on the basis of creation and manifestation
dasma
sarv vyakrit siddhi
dasam ki main le raha hu
in the bhagavatam to understand the 10th canto up till 9 has been described here vishuddhi means to understand
niyam chal rahe hain surj ugega is samay
all these niyam the rules that are going on in this creation the sun will come up at this time and set at this time the moon will come up at this time and set at this time
is mahine mein uttarayan ho jayega
in this month
ritu badlegi
there is uttarayan in this month the season will change
hoga ye hoga to jitni vikritiyan ho rahi
so all these manifestations
manushya ke ya kisi jeev ki iksha ke anusar nahi ho raha
that happen people can see that these are not happening by the arrangement of some persons so the creation and manifestation of the things in this universe people can understand you
kalapon ke dwara
very easily they can understand there is a controller
aur sab cheeze vyakrit ho rahi hai srishti ho rahi
so somebody must be doing this just like in the traffic lights the signal becomes red and then the signal becomes green so there must be someone behind it pushing the buttons controlling
koi kar raha hai
even in this world somebody is doing this
bahut sundar shabd hai jagat ki vikritiyon se
this is a very interesting word that by the manifestation and the creation and the way things are going on naturally one can get some idea about the creator of this world it's explaining in this verse number 47
कुछ भी करे
ओ ऋषिकेश मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस वी ऑफर आवर ऑबेसेंसेस अनटू यू
अपने आप के आनंद में मग्न रहते
हैं एंड यू आर आत्मा राम एंड यू आर टोटली सेटिस्फाइड इन योर सेल्फ
मौन शील ने
एंड मौन शील ने
आत्मा रामता आपका स्वभाव है शील का अर्थ होता है स्वभाव
शील मीन्स नेचर स्वभाव आत्मा रामता आत्मा रामनेस इज योर नेचर
विषय भोगों से उपरती अपने आप में आनंदित रहना इसको आत्मा रामता कहते
व्हेन वन इज अबव द डिजायर्स फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन वन इज कॉल्ड आत्मा राम
आत्मा में जो व्यक्ति रमण करे वह आत्मा राम
वन हु इज कंप्लीटली सेटिस्फाइड इन हिज सेल्फ इज कॉल्ड आत्मा राम
इस संसार में क्या किसी को आप देख रहे हैं जो आत्मा राम है
कैन यू डू यू थिंक एनीबॉडी इन दिस वर्ल्ड इज आत्मा राम
तो कह दिया जाए कि भात मत खाओ रोटी मत खाओ एक रूम में बंद रहो और आत्मा राम रहो रमण करो आत्मा में
इफ वी टेल समबडी डोंट ईट राइस डोंट ईट रोटीज डोंट ईट एनीथिंग जस्ट लॉक योर सेल्फ इन वन रूम विद नथिंग हाउ मेनी डेज विल ही बी एन आत्मा राम Immediately, he needs tea, he needs food, air. If somebody says, I am Atma Ram, then just tell him, okay, you remain in your Atma. You don't need house. You don't need house, you don't need food, you don't need clothes, don't even breathe, you don't need air. Only be Atma Ram. The Supreme Lord is Atma Ram because everything is in Him. You are Maun Shil, they are saying. Maun Shil means you are totally silent. They are saying you are silent, you are not speaking anything. When we tell others, when we become fixed in understanding the Lord's qualities from these verses, only then we can explain to them to others, and also our minds will become fixed in hearing, after hearing about Krishna's wonderful qualities. We will become fixed up. Everyone knows that you are Ishwar, you are Bhagavan, but what are all your qualities? Very few people know. In the Bhagavatam, his qualities are described. Everyone knows God is great, but here all his qualities are described. In so many leelas, in so many stutis, prayers, his qualities are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Here Kaliya's wives are continuing to offer prayers. Text 48. First word is paravar. Par or avar. Superior or inferior. All living entities.
ब्रह्मादि के भी और छोटे जीवों के भी गति है मतलब उनका स्वरूप उनका रहान सहान
गति ज्ञाया पर अवर गति ज्ञाया मीन्स बोथ इन्फीरियर एंड सुपीरियर लिविंग एंटिटीज गति ज्ञाया मीन्स यू नो देयर डेस्टिनेशंस यू आर द पर्सन हु नोज ऑफ ऑल थिंग्स व्हाट देयर डूइंग कमिंग एंड गोइंग
क्योंकि आप सर्वाध्यक्ष हैं, सब पर आपकी आंख लगी है।
बिकॉज यू आर सर्वज्ञ
सब पर अधिकार करते हुए जिसका अक्ष हो वो है सर्वाध्यक्ष
बिकॉज यू आर सर्वाध्यक्ष मीन्स हु हैज हिज आईज ऑन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड ही इज ट्राइंग टू रेगुलेट एवरीथिंग एंड ही रेगुलेट्स एवरीथिंग Adhyaksh generally means one who has adhikar, one who is like the controller or the boss. Not that kind of adhyaksh, manager. Adhyaksh also means manager, that he doesn't know what's going on and he's in charge but he doesn't know stealing is going on. That's not adhyaksh. That means his eyes were not there. Adhi Aksh, Adhyaksh, means one whose eyes are everywhere. His eyes have knowledge of all things. Everyone else is Khand Adhyaksh, means of small areas, they are Adhyaksh. But Krishna is Sarva Adhyaksh. In this world we have Adhyaksh. Someone is Adhyaksh of 10 people, 100 people. But the Lord is Sarvadhyaksh, even of Brahma, all the other demigods, etc.
Sabko apne bas mein rakhte hain.
Or another meaning is his eyes are on everyone and he controls everything.
हे सर्वाध्यक्ष, आपको नमस्कार है. अविश्वाय आप
We offer our obeisances. अविश्वाय He is totally distinct from this universe.
आपका सब कुछ इस प्राकृत जगत से भिन्न है. वैसे तो आप ही स्वयं विश्व हैं. विश्व में जो कुछ भी हो
रहा है. But you are completely different from this universe. Whether somebody is giving charity or whether somebody is giving somebody a hard time, you are the responsible one. They're saying. So now they're praying to the Lord again. Text number
49. तत्तत् स्वभावान् प्रतिबोधयन् सतः समीक्षया मोघ विहारैहसे तम यस जन्म स्थित संयमान प्रभो गुणैर अनीहो अकृतकाल शक्ति हे अकृतकाल शक्ति धृक कृत कहा गया
दिस दे आर सेइंग अकृतकाल शक्ति दिस पोटेंसी ऑफ टाइम इज beginningless
अभी जो है उसका अर्थ है कभी किया नहीं गया चालू नहीं हुआ तो अकृत काल शक्ति थी भगवान जब जगत की सृष्टि
means this that the time there was no beginning for the time
करना चाहते हैं तो उसमें काल शक्ति को स्वीकार करते हैं कथम भूतकाल सब सोच लेता है
we are so bound by the limits of time that when we think of anything we always want to know when did it begin when did it start
kuch adi par vichar karega
when we talk about anadi the word anadi beyond time beginningless they would still talk about but when did it begin just like the shastra says we are bound up in this world till since time immemorial since anadi kal
यह मनुष्य की कमजोरी है क्योंकि वह काल द्वारा परिच्छिन्न मति रखा हुआ है
दिस इज द आवर वीकनेस ऑफ द कंडीशन सोल्स बिकॉज वी आर लिमिटेड बाय पास प्रेजेंट एंड फ्यूचर वी कैन नॉट थिंक बियॉन्ड इट
घूम जाए खूब किसी और घूरना से जुक्त आंख से
जस्ट लाइक इफ अ पर्सन इज स्पिनिंग ही स्पिन्स एंड स्पिन्स एंड देन व्हेन इट स्टॉप्स एवरीथिंग सीम्स टू बी स्पिनिंग
विचार करे तो अन्य स्थिर वस्तुओं को घूमते हुए देखेगा
सो ही सीज थिंग्स दैट आर इन वन प्लेस ही थिंक्स दैट दे आर ऑल मूविंग
उस दशा में आप उसको कहिए कि ये अस्थिर वस्तुएं हैं तो वो कहेगा जरूर लेकिन कुछ घूमती हुई है
इन दैट कंडीशन व्हेन वी टेल हिम दैट ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर नॉट मूविंग दे आर फिक्स्ड बट ही विल नॉट बिलीव ही सेज डेफिनेटली दे आर मूविंग Because I can see them, they're moving. In this material world, we're so fixed in thinking in this way that anadi we cannot understand. We cannot understand the meaning of anadi. Therefore, the wives are not using the word anadi here. They're using the word akrit.
Samyas karte akrita, kal sakti dhita akrita.
Sridhar Swami Pad tells us the meaning of akrita.
Kal sakti dhrita jena sa. Nahi kiya gaya hai jo. Matlab,
he is saying anadi kal, it was always there, but
kya
still we ask, it must be there sometime. It must have started sometime. We cannot understand. Will Shastra go according to our brain or we have to use our brain according to the Shastra?
शास्त्र में जीव अनादिबद्ध है लेकिन फिर भी हम चालू करते हैं कहीं न कहीं से प्रारंभ करते
अगेन एंड अगेन द शास्त्र सेज द लिविंग एंटिटीज आर अनादिबद्ध कंडीशन सिंस टाइम इमेमोरियल बट स्टिल वी स्टार्ट वी क्वेश्चन बट इट मस्ट हैव स्टार्टेड समवेयर एंड इफ इट डिड नॉट स्टार्ट Then what is our fault that we are conditioned? In this way, they argue back and forth. this destroyer, creation, maintenance, destruction is all under the control of Kala Shakti. And we see that this... We see that we hear in the Shastras that Vaikuntha is beyond this time factor. So we are conditioned with the past, present and future of the time factor. So we always question, so but then how do they live there when there is no past, present and future? We're so conditioned. So is there no yesterday, today, tomorrow, tonight, day like that? We cannot even begin to understand that anything can exist without the time factor. We cannot imagine, we're so conditioned. But at least we should listen. We should hear what is in the Bhagavatam. First of all, we should hear that there is something beyond time in the spiritual world. The Lord again and again says, Kala Atit. To give the living entities in this world life and food and bhoga, the Lord accepts this Kala Shakti.
Krit Kala Shakti Dhrik.
He is called in this verse Krit Kala Shakti Dhrik, text 49. Dhrik means he accepts, he holds. He is the holder of the potency of time. That means in his dham there is no Kal. So he does not accept the Kal Shakti in the spiritual world, but he accepts in this world to manifest. In Vaikuntha there is no Kal. So how is it in Vaikuntha? Then you have to go there and then see how we can explain from here by ourselves. You accept the Kal Shakti. They're saying, although you're Purna, you don't have to accept anything, you're complete in yourself, still to manifest this material world, you accept the time factor and the three modes of material world to manifest in this material world. Without any motivation, you create this material world. So when you create this material world, what do you do? They're saying, tat-tat swabhav, whatever the living entities had their nature, their swabhav before, again and again there's dissolution and again there is creation. So from before, whatever was the living entity's nature, that manifests again when he's come again in the creation. So when they're saying, if our husband had bad nature before the creation, so when you made this creation, you awoke him into this same nature. After all, you did it. If you hadn't created and everyone remained inside you, if you hadn't created this universe again, then they would have remained inside you and it would not have been your fault. But since you created, you brought us again with the same nature. In this way, according to their karma and their karma for their parents, their form, their mother, father, everything you give. So the special nature that you have given to the snakes, according to the nature you gave, my husband is behaving.
तो अपनी करनी समझ करके आप सृष्टि किए हैं, इसलिए अब सांपों के फुफकार को और इसके डसने को आप नहीं,
सो कंसिडर इट योर ओन डूइंग,
नहीं सहेंगे तो कौन सहेगा, और नहीं तो बनाना ही नहीं चाहिए।
एंड देन कंसिडर इट योर ओन डूइंग, सो इफ यू डोंट टॉलरेट हिम हु विल, अदरवाइज यू शुड नॉट हैव क्रिएटेड हिम, दिस इज अ भाव।
तो ऐसी बात है कि इसे मार करेगा,
इट्स जस्ट लाइक अ बिग किलर, ही इज स्लीपिंग, सो अ पर्सन हु वेक्स हिम अप गिव्स हिम अ राइफल ऑल्सो, सो नेचुरली ही इज गोइंग टू यूज अ राइफल।
सृष्टि आप किए थे, व्यवस्था की और
क्रिएशन यू डिड,
ये खाने पीने की
बॉडी यू गेव,
स्वभाव
एंड ऑल द अरेंजमेंट्स फॉर ईटिंग यू मेड,
उस जीव का था उसको भी हृदय में फिट कर दिया आप,
एंड हिज नेचर यू ऑल्सो गेव दैट, यू फिटेड दैट इनसाइड हिम,
तमोगुणी
रजोगुणी सतोगुणी।
तो कुछ तो विचार कीजिए, आप भी कुछ कारण हैं कि नहीं,
सो प्लीज कंसिडर, आफ्टर ऑल यू आर ऑल्सो द कॉज ऑफ सम ऑफ दिस,
किसी के हिंसक वृत्ति,
इन समबडीज क्रूल नेचर,
इसका अर्थ नहीं कि आजकल के लोगों को,
दैट डजंट मीन दैट पीपल दीज डेज शुड यूज द वर्ड्स ऑफ नाग पत्नीज and then do all kinds of sinful things and tell the Lord you are doing this because it says in the prayers in the Bhagavatam.
आप ही भगवान करा रहे हैं, लेकिन एक दिन सिर थूर देंगे खूब अच्छी तरह से.
You can say that you are making me do this, but one day he will smash your head also, just like he did Kaliyas. The doshas, the faults that the living entities have, that's actually their own faults.
यह माना जाए कि भगवान किसी जीव के स्वभाव को सृष्टि,
इफ यू थिंक दैट एट द टाइम ऑफ क्रिएशन द लॉर्ड इज गिविंग सम लिविंग एंटिटी दैट काइंड ऑफ बॉडी एंड नेचर, सो एक्चुअली दे आर गिविंग हिज ओन दैट लिविंग एंटिटीज ओन माइंड एंड नेचर एंड स्वभाव एंड एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम बिफोर फ्रॉम हिज लास्ट बर्थ, सो इट इज नॉट, इट इज द लिविंग एंटिटीज ओन डूइंग,
तरफ से माया अपनी इच्छा के अनुसार स्वभाव नहीं देते, इसलिए भगवान का कोई दोष नहीं।
He does not give from his own mind, a different nature, whatever he likes. So it's not the Lord's, Lord is not to be blamed. It is a living entity's own karma from his previous life.